Morning, Andrew.
Hey, Tess, how are you?
I'm going well. It's been it's good to have put last week behind us, but yeah, going well. How about you?
Yeah, everything is very, you know, you just sort of, well, you want to log off and just kind of decompress every now and again. But, you know, books are a way to kind of help make sense of the world and help clear some space in your head. So I'm gonna just spruik that sort of therapy, because that's my therapy.
I'm in for it. I'm here. It's as good as anything I can come up with. What are we chatting about this week?
All right. So recently, about a week and a half ago, the Sydney Writers Festival dropped their program for 2019.
Yes.
The festival is coming up in a month. So there's going to be people out there who wonder what to go to, maybe wonder what they should be reading in advance. I thought I would just do a little pick of the program. Like, there's 100 odd events spread over a week, probably more than 100 when you actually take in the events that happen across Sydney. So I've picked a few happening across the main weekend in at Carriage Works, which is the Sydney Writers Festival home. I want to start off with something that's going to be very timely. We don't know when the federal election is. It could be that same weekend. It could be that Saturday, the 3rd or 4th of May.
Yeah, 3rd is the Friday, 4th is the Saturday, I think.
Yeah, or it could be a couple of weeks after on the 18th. Either way, you might want to get along to a panel called Suffragettes, Referenda and Sausages, The History of Democracy in Australia. Two absolutely amazing writers are going to be joining Annabelle Crabb. So one is Judith Brett, and her new book is called From Secret Ballot to Democracy Sausage. I read this recently. It is a really fantastic, pacey history of Australia's electoral system. You did not hear me wrong. It is pacey. It is a page-turner history of Australia's electoral system. We are known as sort of this hotbed experimental place for democracy. Australia has innovated so many things. Really exciting. I am not going to do it justice, but Judith Brett's book does. The other panelist is Claire Wright, who wrote You Daughters of Freedom, exploring not just the history of the Australian suffrage movement, but also the way Australian suffragettes basically sort of exported this movement to the world and really inspired what was happening in the UK and in America. So I think this is going to be absolutely fantastic to hear these two fabulous authors in conversation with Annabelle Crabb. So that's on the 2nd of May. That's a panel. If people want to get more info, they go to swf.org.au.
I imagine that goes for all of these.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you feel like next? Do you feel like something a little supernatural, or do you feel like something a little literary?
Oh, hit me with the ghosts.
Okay, so there's a panel on the 4th of May. It is called Making Monsters. And this is Toni Jordan, whose most recent novel is The Fragments. She's going to be joined by English author Daisy Johnson, who wrote Everything Under, which was on the Booker Prize shortlist, as well as Sarah Perry, who wrote Melmoth, and Chrissy Neans Wintering. Now, we've spoken about Chrissy Neans Wintering before. A fabulous story that I'm not going to reveal too much, but really looks at the monsters in our lives. I'll give you a hint, men.
And you said it.
Daisy Johnson, I want to quickly talk about that, because I don't think I have spoken about Everything Under, but this is a absolutely sort of fabulous reimagining of the Oedipal story set on the canals of England. I mean, this story is worth it alone to just sort of think about the fact that there are canal systems that run across that tiny island that you can just sort of live on a boat all around the island. But this is about a family, a mother and daughter, who when they were younger sort of had their own secret language in which they communicated and lived on the canals. And one year there was a monster that sort of haunted the people on the river. And that's all I want to say, other than this is a book for lovers of language. This is a book for lovers of literature. It really delves into literary tradition. And lovers of, I guess, a good kind of, what's the AM version of this? Mind bend is not the word I was originally going to say.
Right. I reading between the lines. Got it.
Yeah. One that I want to mention that I think is going to be worth going, before we run out of time, we'll see. I've got two more. This panel is called All Your Faves Are Problematic.
Oh, I was reading about this one, actually. I was reading about this one when I was looking at the program. This one looks amazing.
All Your Faves Are Problematic. Can We Cancel Art?
Yeah.
This is... I've got a quote here from the program description. So Martha Gellhorn once... reflected, perhaps musing on 5 years of marriage to Hemingway, so...
That'd do it.
Problematic. A man must be a very great genius to make up for being such a loathsome human being.
Oof.
Wow, how is Nat not on t-shirts and mugs? Like, that's a take-home quote.
There's one for the tote bag at the festival.
Where are we now, though? Because that comment also seems to imply that we can kind of forgive and excuse for great art. But we're seeing so much these days, you know, just recently, artists like Ryan Adams been outed. Closer to Home, Smith Street Band.
Yeah.
These are, you know, and sometimes it is all the more heinous because artists pretend, you know, feminist status, or maybe they honestly believe it but still do horrible things. I was speaking with festival director Michaela Maguire about Joss Whedon. You know, creator of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and all-round not nice dude if you, you know, happen to be close to him. But this panel has, and this is why I thought it was particularly interesting, Ronnie Scott, Ashley Wilson, culture editor Estelle Tang, and ABC's Osman Faruqi, who is a man who is, I've not read anything other than his articles, but absolutely fantastic writer, also absolutely, you know, huge target for trolls. And at the moment, he's currently off Twitter because he's been trolled so much around some of the outspoken stances he's made about the situation with Islam and with Muslims and their treatment following the attacks in Christchurch. So I think we really need to look not just at the way art may be useful for us, may be therapeutic for us, but the way artists behave and how we connect or disconnect the two. I'm looking forward to this panel.
Yeah, that was one that I, like I said, when you mentioned the title, I was like, I know I have seen this one in the panel, and I know that one stood out to me as one that I thought was going to be really interesting.
Well, that's on the 2nd of May, and look, do we have time for one more?
We can fit it in just for you.
All right, this one is for all the really bookish sort of literary buffs. This one's called Literary Worlds, and I think one thing that a reader loves is kind of a deep dive into a book about books. And so this features authors Carla Gelfenbein, Tony Jordan, and John Purcell chatting with Susan Leal about tributes to the literary world. And Tony Jordan's recent The Fragments is this fabulous sort of literary mystery about an author supposedly died some 70 years prior, but fragments of her story are re-emerging, and a young academic sort of goes in search for the truth of what happened to her. John Purcell's The Girl on the Page kind of looks at the world of the Booker Prize and two great sort of giants of the literary world in the twilight of their career, and how they play off against each other, because in this couple we have the serious male author and then the you know, sort of loved female author, and the tension between their styles and their success, because one is more successful than the other. I love a good literary book because when you read so much, you're really very interested in the world that the writers inhabit, and you know throw a bit of action in there, and I'm set.
I cannot wait for the festival. What were the dates again?
So the dates, the main weekend is that sort of 2nd, 3rd, 4th.
That's right.
But the festival runs from the prior Monday, which I think is maybe the 29th or 30th of April.
My head is not doing enough math to count backwards.
You know what you could do? Mm? If you go to swf.org.au, not only will it have all the festival dates, it has a rundown of the authors, it's got the full program, and you can buy tickets.
Done. Thanks so much, Andrew.
My pleasure.